just telling Andrea that my greatest moment in the World War II,
Chris,
that I saved Manila Harbor, and I saved our ship with 2,400 men from the ETO, and another ship coming down Manila Bay. And there's all minefields there, everywhere. You couldn't go in there. But we had the mine sweepers go through the day before. The Japanese had mostly gone away, going to Japan then. And of course, what it was, they put me on the wheel, steering the ship. And they put me on, not an officer, not a first class or anything, but because I had the most experience and I knew my goddamn business. I knew this navigation layout. But not blowing it, but they always had me on anything that was dangerous or something, going through the canal and stuff. Even when I went through the Panama Canal, and with the pilot on my side, give me the order, they always said, "A good job done, son." They always said, so when they do that, you know what you're doing. Yeah. Anyway, we came in, I was on a course laid out on the chart. And before I go on a wheel to do my job, I go to the chart on the desk where the officers are, the captain looking at, you know. But I take particular interest because that's my job, you know, and I was good at it. I know I was good at it. And we had a course laid out. The day before, the minesweepers went coming down Manila Bay, space for one coming in or one going up. And the rest is all minefield. Now, if you don't keep in there where they had the whole harbor mine. No ship could go anywhere without being blown up. So I know that. And I got a course laid out to do. I'm on the wheel. I'm going on as it is on the chart, you know. And I'm on the starboard, the right side of the channel, and the other ship, any ship coming down. Well, we got a message that there was a ship coming down now. Only us and only that ship went through the Manila Bay after the battle down there. So I knew we had to stay on the right side or starboard course. And the skipper gave me an order, me, he said, left 5 degrees rudder. And I'm supposed to say, left 5 degrees rudder to turn the wheel. I didn't say a goddamn word because I knew we'd all be dead, that everything in Manila would be blown up. So about 7 or 8 seconds, a lot of the people on the bridge are all going, they don't know what to say. You can't, you know, it's a 4-star skipper. So all of a sudden he says, right 5 degrees rudder, right 5 degrees rudder, son. And we passed each other. I should have got a big medal for that, one of Vegas. Because if we would hit them, everybody on our ship would have been blown off. And everybody on the other ship, they'd both be sunk with all the casualties. But not only that, Manila Bay would go up. Because once the minefield starts to go, each one makes the one next to them blow.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. They don't, unless it's contact mines. We didn't have contact mines, I don't think. See, that would mean the whole fucking harbor blow up. Everything in there, on the side, on the outside of the water and everything. Yeah, had me going. Nobody ever did that, you know.
What ship was that?
The General Omar Bundy. It was a troop ship. That was the last ship I was on. We were, We got that ship, I think it was Philadelphia or Newark from a shipyard. It was just off the wave when we picked it up. And our first order was to go to Marseille, straight to Marseille from New Jersey, say. And we picked up these troops. The part of the war was over, I think.
Yeah, the European theater was over.
Yeah. And let's see.
Were they getting ready to go to Japan?
Huh?
They were getting ready to go to Japan?
Yeah, we were directly from New Jersey to the Panama Canal and straight to the Philippines. Yeah, that was the last stuff I was in. That finished the war for me.